Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of the Jolly Heretic. Now, what's this you say? What's this you say? A fez? A fez? Why are you wearing a fez? Why are you wearing a fez? The hat stereotypically associated with Turkey and the Turkic peoples. Well, I'll tell you why. It's because the Turkic peoples are highly relevant to what I'm going to talk about today. I'm going to talk about Kazakhstan, and I'm going to talk about how Kazakhstan proves that re-migration can happen. Kazakhstan proves that we have not necessarily reached the death of England, because 50% of children are born to non-British people. In reality, the process can be reversed. And Kazakhstan, that country so made fun of by Sacha Baron Cohen, can be a roadmap as to what has to happen. Before I do that, could you please, please, please do me a favour? Could you possibly subscribe? Could you subscribe on YouTube? Could you leave a like? Could you leave a comment? Could you share it? Could you help the algorithm? And could you possibly subscribe on my Substack? That's jollyheretic.com, where I put all the most based stuff, stuff I daren't put on YouTube, where I put in-person interviews, films, live streams, movies I'm doing, my Dutton's Digest. And if you like what I do, you can support me for the cost of just a pint of beer a month. So please subscribe. It helps me violently if you do that. Right. Kazakhstan. Over the last year, there has been, since a group within the AFD raised the issue, a great deal of discussion, and increasingly serious discussion, about the issue of remigration. A lot of people, to put it in Jonathan Bowden's words, are finally feeling the kick of their lives being unpleasant, of their lives being dangerous, of their lives being qualitatively worsened by mass immigration, and people who even 10 years ago weren't remotely based and were just conformists have finally had enough. We see what it does in terms of house prices. We see what it does in terms of national disintegration. We see what it does in terms of violence. We see what it does in terms of the collapse of trust. We see what it does in terms of criminality. We see what it does in terms of balkanization, in terms of creating a place that is not pleasant to live in, because we are evolved to live with those who are genetically similar to us. We are an animal. We are a pack animal. We divide into subspecies. We divide into ethnic groups based on common ancestry. And it is our evolutionary match to want to be with people like ourselves. And if we are not, then we become very unhappy. It sets off the most primitive fright mechanism of our brain. It creates dysphoria. It makes us most unhappy. So finally, this has hit enough people. This has kicked enough people that there is some kind of reaction in the form of discussing remigration. Now, a lot of people, the virtue signalers, the liars of the left, tell us remigration is impossible. We simply have to get used to the way things are. At best, we can hope to achieve some kind of balkanization, perhaps, what I've called a Neo-Byzantium, where the English escape into a certain area. That may be the case. It may well likely be the case. But there is another scenario, and that is what is addressed in the issue of Kazakhstan. And that is essentially that there really is mass remigration and the country is taken back. Now, how did the Kazakhs do this? I found a very interesting article on this subject called The Great Replacement Can Reverse by James Carlson. It was published on Vido, an now defunct website, in which he notes that By 1959, the Kazakhs were a minority in their own country. For a long time, since the 19th century, Kazakhstan, the land of the Kazakhs, had come under the rule of Russia. And Russia had gradually Russified it. They had sent in Russians. They had sent in all kinds of people to colonize it and to run the place. Such that by 1926, the Kazakh Autonomous Soviet Republic was 58% Kazakh only. So it was still majority Kazakh. Between 1939 and... across the 30s, the Kazakh population began to fall as a percentage. And in addition to that, there was a massive famine between 1930 and 1933, known as the Ashishailuk, which reduced the Kazakh population from 3.6 million to just 2.3 million. As a result, By 1924, whereas in 1924 the Kazakhs were 3.9 million, as I said, by 1933 they were just 2.3 million. And the Russian population grew across that period between 29 and 39 from 20% to 40%, to a plurality. So by 1939, the largest group within Kazakhstan was Russians, not Kazakh. This process of Russians moving into Kazakhstan, continued until by 1972, not just Russians, but also Ukrainians and Germans from within the Soviet Union. This process continued until by 1972, the Kazakhs made up 32% of the population of their own country, And they weren't even the largest minority in Kazakhstan. As I said, the largest minority at about 40% or something like that were the Russians. Now, you see a very similar process within the UK. In 1948, at the dawn of the Immigration Act, Britain was probably about 100%, or nigh on 99.9% ethnically British. It is now probably about 75% ethnically British, and or 80%. And among those who are young, among children, less than 50% of births or so are to native British people, which tells you that in a generation's time, the country will be more like 50% or a bit over British. So that's how quickly the process can occur. The process can occur in less than 100 years. And this is exactly what has happened with the Kazakhs. They go from being the majority of the country, you know, most people are Kazakh there in the 19th century, to the majority being Kazakh by 1926, to a one-third being Kazakh by 1972. Now, what happened? What happened to change this process? Well, a number of things happened to change this process. The first, the most important thing, of course, was the collapse of the Soviet Union. So, preceding that, there was greater fertility by 1989 among Kazakhs than there was among Russians. For whatever reason, there was greater fertility among Kazakhs, possibly in part because they were poorer. Such that by 1989, they had gone back up again to 39.7% of the population. But even so, there were still more Russians in Kazakhstan than there were Kazakhs. However, the Kazakhs began to assert themselves, and there were a number of interesting consequences to this. First of all, with the collapse of the Soviet Union, there was total social and economic disarray. There was poverty everywhere, collapse everywhere, nothing made sense, total chaos. You could argue that this is in many ways what the Labour government and what their mass migration policies are trying to bring about. And I look at this in my book, Woke Eugenics. I say they are, in many ways, woke eugenics involves aiding the native population. Woke eugenicists are essentially crypto-nationalists who are doing things to make the native population based, who are doing things to make the native population nationalistic, who are doing things to counter the problem of elevated mutational load among the native population and poor health and so forth and lack of patriotism caused by the Industrial Revolution. So you could argue the government are helping in the way the Soviet collapse did, to create total chaos, to create poverty, to create the kind of thing which has two consequences. One, people become instinctive, and one of our instincts that we're adapted to is to be highly nationalistic and ethnocentric. And two, if you create poverty, then foreigners will no longer see a reason to be in your country, and they will leave. They will get the hell out. And this is what happened with the collapse of the Soviet Union. The Kazakhs started to become much more nationalistic, being plunged into poverty as they were. And the non-Kazakhs started to become generally frightened of this, but also saw no reason to be in Kazakhstan. They're no longer being kind of funded to be there by the Soviet Union as they had been, and so started to leave. And then in addition, of course, the Kazakhs were a united force, whereas the foreigners were from all over the place. The foreigners weren't united. They were only united by the fact that they weren't Kazakh. The foreigners were Russian. The foreigners were Kazakh. The foreigners were Ukrainian. The foreigners were German. And so they weren't united. And they were confronted with this nationalistic force. So you have social chaos, which causes a lot of people, therefore, to get the hell out of Kazakhstan.
Are you ready for the future of the West?